理课堂听 class.com。
Number 4. What's your vision for the future?
你对未来的设想如何？你想象中的未来是什么样子的？ Step 1. Listening carefully.
What's your vision for the future?
What's your vision for the future?
What's your vision for the future?
那我们直接进入第三步 ,Let's yell together, 1, 2, 3.
What's your vision for the future? What's your vision for the future? What's your vision for the future?
好，再次请那边老师来演唱。
What's your vision for the future? Said, what's your vision for the future?What's your vision for the future? Ooh, ooh.
Number 5. The room was in complete confusion.
房间一团糟。Step 1.
Listening carefully. The room was in complete confusion.
The roomwas in complete confusion.
The room was in complete confusion.
我们直接进行第三步。Step 3, let's yell together. 1, 2, 3.
The room was in complete confusion. The room was in complete confusion.The room was in complete confusion.
Number 6. 我们再次请回了 Jim 老师。
My mother is an unusual woman.
我母亲是一个不平凡的女人。What do you think of this sentence?
It's a good sentence.
很好的句子。想说某个人不平凡，就说 unusual.Also, a very difficult word to pronounce. 也是一个很难发音的单词。我请 Jim 老师连说五遍。
Unusual, 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 unusual.
好，下面我们用我们的三步法来进行学习。第一步 ,listening carefully.
My mother is an unusual woman.
My mother is an unusual woman.
My mother is an unusual woman.
Step 2, repeating, 跟着我们模仿。
My mother is an unusual woman.
My mother is an unusual woman.
My mother is an unusual woman.
Step 3, let's yell together. 1, 2, 3.
My motherIs an unusual woman. My mother is an unusual woman. My mother is an unusual woman.
Number 7.
I treasure my leisure time.
我很珍惜我的空闲时间。Step 1.Listening carefully, 仔细地听。
I treasure my leisure time.
I treasure my leisure time.
I treasure my leisure time.
再次提醒，读英语的时候一定要夸张。Step 2, repeating, 跟着我们模仿。
I treasure my leisure time.
I treasure my leisure time.
I treasure my leisure time.
Step 3. Let's yell together. 1, 2, 3.
I treasure my leisure time. I treasure my leisure time. I treasure my leisure time.
Number 8.
That's just a casual decision.
那只是一个临时决定。Step 1. Listening carefully.
That's just a casual decision.
That's just a casual decision.
That's just a casual decision.
Step 3. Let's yell together. 1, 2, 3.
That's just a casual decision. That's just a casual decision. That's just a casual decision.
Number 9.
His powers of persuasion calmed the confusion of the crowd.
他的说服力让混乱的人群安静下来。这是一个六星级的精彩句子。Step 1. Listening carefully.
His powers of persuasion calmed the confusion of the crowd.
His powers of persuasion calmed the confusion of the crowd.
His powers of persuasion calmed the confusion of the crowd.
非常难读的一个句子 very difficult.OK, 我们直接进入第三步。Step 3, let's yell together. 1, 2, 3.
His powers of persuasion calmed the confusion of the crowd. His powers of persuasion calmed the confusion of the crowd. His powers of persuasion calmed the confusion of the crowd.
Number 10.
The thirsty man saw a vision of mirage.
那个口渴的人看见了海市蜃楼的景象。我请 Jim 老师读三遍 slowly, exaggerate 3 times.
The thirsty man saw a vision of mirage. The thirsty man saw a vision of mirage. The thirsty man saw a vision of mirage.
第四部分 Jim's favorite sentences. Number 1.
I'm not very sure about my decision.
我对自己的决定不是很有把握。One more time.
I'm not very sure about my decision.
Number 2, Jim 老师最喜欢的句子。
I occasionally watch television in my leisure time.
在我空闲的时间偶尔看看电视。One more time.
I occasionally watch television in my leisure time.
Wow, 有三个 zzz. OK, 我请 Jim 老师再次夸张，再次的放慢速度。More exaggeration, slow down.
I occasionally watch television in my leisure time.
下面是 Kim 老师最喜欢的句子，由 Jim 老师来读。
I treasure your friendship.
我珍惜你的友谊。One more time.
I treasure your friendship.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
Am I the greatest?
第五部分，李阳老师最喜欢的句子 ，Number One.
China's prestige in the world is rising very quickly.
中国在国际上的声望上升得很快 ，Slowly.
China's prestige in the world is rising very quickly.
Do you think so?
I think so.
Number Two.
I'm so sore. I'll go get a massage.
我太累了。我要去按摩。One more time.
I'm so sore. I'll go get a massage.
Number 3.
Please call me at your leisure.
方便时请打个电话给我。One more time.
Please call me at your leisure.
Number four.
I'm very honored to be invited to speak on such a prestigious occasion.
我非常荣幸能应邀在如此重大的场合发表讲话。Okay, slowly exaggerate.
I'm very honored to be invited to speak on such a prestigious occasion.
这是我在2002年世界杯记者招待会上的讲话，绝对六星级。What do you think of this sentence?
I like it. You notice how the pronunciation of prestige changes when you add I-O-U-S, then it becomes prestigious.
Yeah, prestigious.
Right.
Okay, 我请 Jim 老师再读一遍 One more time slowly.
I'm very honored to be invited to speak on such a prestigious occasion.
Number five.
I only wear a tie on special occasions.
我只在特殊场合才打领带 One more time.
I only wear a tie on special occasions.
第六部分李阳老师特别奉献十大超级必备短句。Number one,
It's my pleasure.
这是我的荣幸。It's my pleasure. Jim, thank you so much for all your help.
It's my pleasure.
Number two,
Same as usual.
跟以前一样。Hey, Jim, how is business?
Same as usual.
Number three,
I've already made my decision.
我早已做了决定。I've already made my decision. Number four.
I have no leisure time.
我没有空闲时间。I have no leisure time.
That sounds about right, doesn't it?
Yeah. Number five.
Today is an important occasion.
今天是个重要的日子。One more time.
Today is an important occasion.
Today is an important occasion.Occasion. Very practical, useful sentence.
Yes, it is.
非常的有用。Number six.
I treasure your letters.
我很爱惜你的信。Number seven.
You watch too much television.
你看太多电视了。One more time.
You watch too much television.
Yell it.
You watch too much television.
你看太多电视了。
I sound just like my father when I do that.
Wow, 就像他刚才读的时候就像 Jim 当年他爸爸跟他喊一样 One more time
You watch too much television
Number eight
Don't jump to conclusions
不要乱下结论 Number nine
I need a massage
我需要按摩 Number ten
It's unusually hot today
今天不同寻常的热非常重要的一个副词 unusually 我请 Jim 老师Five times, 读这个单词。
It's unusually hot today. It's unusually hot today. It's unusually hot today. It's unusually hot today. It's unusually hot today.
Yes, unusually. 我请 Jim 老师单独读这个单词 unusually.
Unusually. Unusually. Unusually.
第七部分疯狂练嘴，彻底征服。我们来看第一个单词 ，Number
one，usual，
通常。我们来看三个漂亮的句子。第一个 ，Are you coming home at the usual time?
Yes, I'll leave the office at the same time as usual.
Number two,
he arrived late as usual.
他照常迟到。Number three,
I'll have my usual, please.
给我来一份我通常要的。Hey, Jim, when is the sentence used? And where?
Well, either at a restaurant.
Yes.
A bar.
A bar.
Or at the hairdressers. The hair.
对，或者是美发师那里，都可以说 I will have my usual, please. 好，我请 Jim 老师读三遍 three times.
I'll have my usual, please. I'll have my usual, please. I'll have my usual, please.
Number two.
Visual.
看得见的。Number three.
Exposure.
暴露。Number four.
Measure.
测量。Number five.
日, television,
电视.
Number 6, 日, revision,
复习.
Number 7,
日,
conclusion,
结论.
Number 8,
日,
illusion,
幻觉.
Number 9,
日,
prestige,
威信.
Number 10,
日,
garage.
好，我们请Jim老师从头到尾读一遍。
Usual visual exposure measure television revision conclusion illusion prestige garage.
Very good practice.
Yes.
Number 8, 混合训练。很多人都发不好这两个摩擦音，他们成为中国人学习英语的最大拦路虎之一。让我们来反复操练，完全攻克这一难题。Number 1.
Did you hear Jane decided to go abroad?
Yes, but she's not very sure that she made the right decision. Number 2.
Teacher Lee has international prestige.
李老师享有国际声望。Number 3.
Some of our national treasures are in the Forbidden City.
我们的一些国宝保存在故宫里。Number 4.
The invitation said we should dress formally, not casually.
邀请函上说，我们应该穿着正式的服装，而不是休闲服装。Number 5.
I think the day we met was a special occasion.
我想我们相遇的那一天是很特别的。Number 6.
He's very shy. It's unusual for him to share his opinions.
他很害羞，他并不常表达他的意见。One more time slowly.
He's very shy. It's unusual for him to share his opinions.
Number 7.
One of the greatest pleasures of life is conversation.
人生的一大乐趣之一就是谈话。Do you agree?
Absolutely.
One more time, slowly.
One of the greatest pleasures of life is conversation.
Number 8.
He's washing his car in the garage.
他在车房里洗车。One more time, slowly.
He's washing his car in the garage.
第十部分，实战绘画，由和 Jim 老师为大家演绎。So, Jim...What do you do in your leisure time?
Well, I love sports.
Really? What sports do you like?
Swimming and skiing are my favorites.
Wow, you're a really good athlete.
Oh, no, I'm not. I usually don't play those sports. I just watch them on television.
That's unusual, isn't it? I mean, those sports aren't usually on TV.
They're on occasionally.
Why not just play the sport instead of watching? It's better for your health.
I guess you are right.
好，我请 Jim 老师从头到尾读一遍 slowly exaggerate.
So, Jim, what do you do in your leisure time? Well, I love sports. Really? What sports do you like? Swimming and skiing are my favorites. Wow!You're a really good athlete. Oh, no, I'm not. I usually don't play those sports. I just watch them on television. That's unusual, isn't it? I mean, those sports aren't usually on TV. They're on occasionally. Why not just play the sports instead of watching?It's better for your health. I guess you are right.
I guess you are right.
Yo, Kerm.
Hmm?
You weren't waiting for some house painters, were you?
Yeah.
Were they just driving away?
What?
Animal bit one of them.
Oh, no. Wait, guys. Don't let them go.
亲爱的朋友们，又到了说再见的时候了。我唯一关心的就是一定别放弃。一定要咬牙坚持。 成功的人就是坚持做简单事情的人。我爱你们，我永远支持你们，我盼望着与你分享成功的快乐。
Congratulations on your successful completion of Unit 34. You're another step closer to your goal. If you can finish these 50 tapes and crazily imitate Jim and Lee Young, you will absolutely be outstanding. So, never give up. We're behind you every step of the way.
Wow, Jim 老师说了非常多令人兴奋的话。金老师说，如果你跟着我们的50号录音带疯狂学习，你一定会 outstanding， 变成一个杰出的人。 OK， this is Leon and
Jim
saying goodbye in Guangzhou. Take care.
再见。